averus that he has the right to go home. Miaveris shebiyadoi. If so, here that somebody stole the house, luchuri did an aver of stealing a house, so he should have a right to go home. And here would dashani know chanochay means only your own house, and not a house that you stole. If it's only a stolen house, you have no right to go home. So who does not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili? So Gemara answers no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or this last Russia, but I tell you, could go in the other tshuva. Well, here we're talking about where the person stole the house, true, but then he did tshuva, and v'yoyiv tumei, he even paid for it. So if so, he does not a yorav rachalevav. He's not, does not have a verus. Still, he cannot go home though, to offer this house because it's a stolen house. If so, heavily lokeach. He's like he bought the house, and if he paid for it later, it's like he bought the house, and was saying buying the house has a right to go home. For the head that let him go home from the mechama. So Mara says no. Kivan de mikara batara zelos liyade loy. Since at the beginning, this person first stole the house, even though later he paid for it, it's like he bought it. But since at the beginning, when he went down to the house, it was a stolen house, he has no right to go home from the mechama. It has to do with the Dvar Avera, and therefore he has no right to go from the Mechama. Yeah. Right, and the Pasuk says, Miyu Isha Shenotakerim. Who is the person that planted a vineyard, and he has the right to go home from the Mechama? Tana Rabboni, Ashenot, if he planted it. Ein Liyela Not, only if he planted a new vineyard. Lokach, if he bought one, Viyorosh, or inherited. For Nita Levi Matan has given them for a present, Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Levi, the Pasuk says, Miyu Isha Shenotakerim. Hashenot mash many type of a kerem. Rashi says midlay ksiv asher kerem nota. Doesn't say asher kerem nota. It says rather nota kerem. Dorish beinam mi nota mikol makom. V'afilu ein a kerem. We dashen all these things. Now ein liyela kerem. Only a real kerem. Minayin? How do we know the rabbi is chamish eloni meichel? V'afilu mishar minim. Any try five type of fruit trees. Tamalayim. This we dashen asher nota. Rashi doesn't say nota, but it says asher nota. So mash anything you plant. If so, yochol shani mab, I would have thought to say we also include hanoita arbo iloni michael. Someone that only plants four fruit trees, or else v'chamish iloni sorek, five trees that don't give a fruit. On this Talmud, the pasuk says kerem. No, hakol bonim has to be something like a kerem. A kerem has a mile that's at least five things growing, and it means two, and then one in front of it. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, kerem kemashmo. He learns no. Only if your mamish have a kerem, v'loy shar ilonis, Rashi says, and not other trees, not other fruit trees. So only if you own a vineyard, for that you have a right to go home. Then the Bota says, v'loy chilel. Says Lashon Leichilul. Joshua said Leichilul. What's the Chilulay? Mashmah is coming to me. My it's something Lizer v'loy lacher. So the Gemara says Prat lamarkit lamavrich or markiv, excluding if you were mavrich, if you like put the branch in the ground, or markiv, you did grafting. For these things, you don't have a right to go home. That's the Lashon of v'loy that you didn't like be mechal the fourth year the peiros of your kerem, only for that you can go home, but not if you are only mavrich or makiv. For at the Gemara we learn not like that. If you are non tanan, we learn in our Mishnah that echad hanoita, whether you just planted the kerem, the echad hamavrich, whether you take the leaves, the branches, and stick them into the ground, make it grow up again, the echad hamakiv, whether you're grafting now. See, we hold you do go home from the mechama for these things. And here we say not like that. So Rab Zero, Omer Rab Chizda Lekashtei, there's no steer here. I tell you, kan be akovas iso, kan be akovas heter. Depends what kind of akova, what kind of grafting you're doing. If you're doing something that's also, that's like min b'shein and minoi, then the Torah says you cannot go home from that. But if you do min b'minoi, something that's not an isaklayim, then you have a right to go home from for that. So Mor says now, heichi domi, Hai HaKorvas Heter Hechidomi. That was the case we're talking about HaKorvas Heter. Where's the case talking about that you made a grifting, something that's mutter, and there's min b'minoi, same type of a fruit tree, one into another. Where's this case that if that's mutter, that you have a right to go home? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Yaldo b'yaldo, you're taking now a fresh young branch, and you're sticking it on, you're grafting it onto a young tree also. If so, for at the Gemara, typically, the boy in the heder, mishum yaldo rishayna. So why do you have to come onto the grafting now for the second branch you're putting into this tree? Typically, from the first tree. You're telling me now you're putting a young one into a young one. So without the grafting, the first young tree, for that alone you should be able to go home. What do you have to come onto the grafting for? And Rashi says, Inam, if you want to tell me yaldo b'yaldo, young one to a young one, shavzu shebekarka shikir v'sa'anuf, bo'na tihi v'adayin l'agir l'shan revias, l'chaloi, if so, lav mishum ha'kova ha'odit, lav ha'kova nami b'lameder, from the mishum yaldo v'shayna, typically from the first branch, the first tree you have there. So what do you have to come onto grafting for? Samara says, Elamai, Ella Yalda Biskena. You want to say the case is you're taking the young branch now, like a new branch, and you're putting it into an old tree. So for the old tree that already had 4 years already, you can't go home from the Machama. But now for this new branch that you're putting in there, for that one you could go home. For the Gemara, no. For Yomar Rabbi Avua, Ravua said, Yalda Shesivcha Biskena. If you put a young branch into an older tree, is Botla Yalda Biskena. Halacha is the young branch becomes bottle to this old tree, and v'ein bo dinorla, doesn't have a dinorla altogether. You're allowed to eat the fruits right away. Since the main tree is an older tree that gave off fruits more than 3 years already, more than 4 years, now you're grafting into it a young branch. This young branch is bottle to the tree that doesn't have a dinorla. So if it doesn't have a dinorla, l'chura shouldn't have a loch here to go home from the mechama. So that can't be the case now, like you have a nice young tree that you can go home.
Yeah.
So Moritz is like this. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, L'yoglam really I'll tell you, Yalda b'yalda. We're talking about where you take now a young branch and you're grafting it onto a young tree. And the question was then, you're going home now not for the new grafting, but for the old, for the other, the Ika young tree. Tell you, we're talking about that the first branch now, the first tree, you grew for the sake of a siag, for a wall, or the curris to have wood, not eat it, not eat the fruit. And then the law is the Tanan, but not like this. Somebody grows a fruit tree even, for the purpose that a tree should be like a fence, a wall, or else the curris, you're growing the tree, I'm going to ask to use the wood to make beams out of it. Halacha is potter min arla. The fruits that grow up has no din arla on it. You'll not eat it right away. So if so, then afika tree itself, you don't have a right to go home. But now if you graft another young branch into it, and this new grafting you're doing l'shem achila, for that you have a right to go from the mecham. For the Gemara Maish, you know, Yaldub is kind of the butler. Why do you tell me now if a young branch goes into an older tree, its butler has no din arla? How come over here to lay bottle? How come here it's not bottle then? True, you're putting in a new young branch, you're grafting it, so I'm not to eat the fruits, but you're putting it into a tree that the tree is grown for a fence or for wood, and that's potter min arla. So if so, how come this young branch now is also not potter from arla? So Gemara answers, Hosam over there, I'll tell you, imim lochalo, if he'll change his mind by this tree that he's growing for a fence or for wood. Lav bas mehederi, isn't Allah word, as soon as you change your mind and you decide now to leave this tree for the purpose of eating it from the fruits, avad that is chal oral on it. So since here it's possible to have a chi of oral on the main tree, therefore now when you're grafting a branch into it, and the branch you're grafting, you have that teeth, the fruits of it, therefore you're mechuyib in oral. Is he mimlech Allah bas mehederi? To mikora de perakaima. Because the beginning, really, this tree is aimed for fruits. Therefore, it's peteris, it's in the parasha of Orla. Media de hevya olum yaleim is not worse than fruit trees that grow by itself. The Tanam would learn like this. Olum yaleim, any type of fruit tree that gives off fruit by itself, is chayavim biyola. You're mechuyiv an arla in it. Because when you take it now to use it for the fruits, it's like a gloy nutra, you want this tree for its fruits. Yeah. So, Mel, that's the case here also. That this young branch you're putting into a tree that was grown for a different purpose of wood or for the fence, therefore you go home because there's new yaldah, there's new grafting. For at the Gemara, I have another kimta. For look, why don't you put the case is The kerem shel shnei shutfim. Talking about a kerem that belongs to shutfim. Tahai hoder adidei, vayard adidei. Like when you're grafting now, you're grafting your shutif, your branch into somebody else's tree. So because of somebody else's tree, you won't go home. But now because of your grafting, you can go home. So let that be your case. So Rapha Papa says, from here we hear that kerem shel shnei shutfim ein chozim alav meyocha mecham eno. If you only kerem, but not by yourself, just with partners, if you only have a partnership in the kerem, that's not just a simcha, for that you cannot go home from the mecham. Furthermore, now, maishna, why is it different mechamisha achin from five brothers? Umeis echad mehem b'mecham, one of them died in the mecham. Dekulon chozim, all four of them now have a right to go home. I, only one of them is going to make yibum, how come all four can go home? We don't know which brother is going to make the yibum. So we have a suffix, which one would do it, but each one is in the pasha that maybe he's going to have a new wife now. Therefore he has a right to go home. But here Lamaisi Shutfim with two partners, only Kerem, neither of them could say it's his Kerem. Therefore the Lachar is, they do not go home because of the Kerem that belongs to Shutfim. Alright, turn over. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar b'mavruch Ilan b'Yerik. Here we're talking about you making a mavruch. You have a type of a korb here. This Ilan, the tree, b'Yerik next to a vegetable. So for vegetables you don't go home, but because of the tree you go home. For high tanu, go like this tanu. The tanu you learn like this. Ha mavruch Ilan b'Yerik. If you make a cover of a tree into a vegetable, we have Shimon Gamliel Matir. There's no Yisaklayim. Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Gamli is Karaku. He was matut mishum Rav Yehuda ben Gamliel ish kvaraku. But for Chachamim Moisim, the Chachamim say no, there is an Issa Klayim over here. There's also Issa to do, Yehavad, you will not go home from this. Ki Yossi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechanan, Homani Rav Elezer ben Yaakovi, goes according to Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Lo Yom Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Hosom Kerem B'mashmo, it's Mashmoni Kerem, Hochinami nota kimashmo. It's mashmoni planting. So noiteya in mavruch umakiv loy. But mavruch umakiv is no good. There's a kasha we had originally that there's a brisa that says that hakova and mavruch you don't go home. So the question was, Ayah Mishnah said you do go home. So when I was answering Poshit, the brisa that says you do not go home, if you made a grafting or you put the branches in the ground, that goes according to the blessing of Ben Yaakov. That he says the word nota means mamish not only if you plant a kerem, and not if you grow any grafted. Ki yossi rav di miyom rav yechanan, mishum rav lezer ben Yaakov. Yaldo pchusa mitefach. If you have a young growth, a young tree, that remain, even though it's growing already for 4 years already, but it's below a tefach, it doesn't grow off the ground more than a tefach. Halach riz chayev is barla. It's mechuyi ben olam, mid rabbonin, the peris arosat eat. Kol shun I saw all its years. The mischazia kabashosa, because it looks to people like it's a young tree, 1 year old. So any type of a tree that gives off fruit that's only one tefach below a tefach high, midirabon and its asatit from its fruit. Because it looks like arla. So immediately, when do we say this shtayim keneged shtayim v'yachas yaitzazonov? Only if you have looks like a kerem. We have two and two and one in front. I have a kula kerem, but if you have a whole real kerem like this, then kol ista, then everybody knows about it. They have a whole field like that of these young trees that has a curl. People all know that he has a long an orchard ready that's very, very small, and people know that he's allowed to eat his fruit. It's after all already. Ki yossi rav dimi rav dimi keim om rav yechna mishum rav lezer ben Yaakov. Meis toifes arabam as a krishma. If you have a mace in front of you, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs. You can't say krishma there. How much and close to the mace? When you're 4 amas away from the mace, within 4 amas of the mace, you can't say krishma. Just as the pasuk says, "Lo yig l'rosh cheref oseyu," like you're not allowed to make fun of a mace, as if to say he's a mace, he can't do mitzvahs. Only I can do mitzvahs. So you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, say krishma in front of the mace if you're within his dal damas. Om Rav Yitzchak, Om Rav Yechna, Mishum Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Chargosoi, if you have like a sister-in-law, that means your wife's. You have your wife's daughter. Hegdilo ben achim, that she was grown up with your own sons, is asur l'nasa, they're not allowed to get married. liyachin. Even though they're not related, it's the wife's daughter to the husband's sons from different parents, you know, different father, different mother. So really, the midiraisa of the mutter. But he says, midirabbanan, they shouldn't get married a stepdaughter to a stepbrother. The mischazia kiach tayu, because it looks like a brother and a sister. But the Gemara says, v'loi, it's not halacha. Because Kerl Lista and Milsa, everybody knows about this. Everybody knows that there's a daughter from the mother, and there's a son from the father, and therefore they're allowed to marry. V'yomar Reb Yitzchuk Am Reb Yechnim Shum Reb Loza Ben Yaakov. Leket Shichu Peya. Anani that went down to the fields and he collected his Leket Shichu Peya. She'osin Begurin. He took it home and made a whole pile out of it. He made a kree out of it. The Lachur is Midrabona now. Huk Fulam Ma'aser. It's a marasayin. People think it's his own tfua, and he has to take off Truma Samaisis now. Even though Midiraisa, the perish he gets from Leket Shichapeya, since it's like Hefka, you put him in a Maisa. But here, when the Oni takes so much, it looks like it's his own, it's marasayin, it's also. And Omer Ula said, Lo Yamar Nesazoni said, Ela Besadi, he does this out in the fields. Then the Mamish looks like his own field. Ah, will be here, but does in the city, Kerl is still in Milsa, everybody knows about it. That he doesn't own his own field, everybody knows it's only an oni taken leket shechapeya. Therefore, he doesn't have to take off trumas and meisus. V'yom Rav Yitzchok Am Rav Yechon Mishum Loza Ben Yaakov Yaldu Abchus Mitefach Heviyav Young Grows the Young Tree That's Less Mitefach Einoy Mikadeshes Esazroin. Shno does not be Mikadesh Rav Yav a Kerem, let's say a vineyards that grow less Mitefach off the ground, and then you have vegetables growing there. So it doesn't make an issa of Kerem of Klaya Kerem. It's not Mekadosh makes the Zroim also. The Animilu, when do we say this Shtayim, Kneged Shtayim, V'yachaz Yetzizon? If only you have two and then one. Ava Kula Kerem, if you have a whole Kerem though, then Maktish. Then Midrabbanan though, by Stoyes, it is Maktish. It has a loch looks like a Kerem then. And therefore, it looks like Klai Kerem, that they do become also. V'yom Rav Yitzchuk, Am Rav Yechnim, Shurim Rav Loza Ben Yaakov. Mace,